You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Demon Slayer Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family of manga podcast. I'm here with my fam, Luke Hollywood. What up, Luke?
What up, Jim?
What up? Did you expect to hear a new theme song?
I was getting
for
excited.
The Demon Slayer.
Maybe
I actually
need to
was
take
gonna
some more time off because you've been slacking. You've not.
That is true.
The work. Oh my god,
that's what you're saying. Oh my goodness. Well, we are back. We did have a bit of a. I was gonna call hiatus.
Oh no.
That I don't need that. I mean, at
the
least we're back.
Never stops.
It's only a hiatus until the hiatus ends.
By the way,
which I will tell you something
ends.
About that later.
Oh.
But all in all, what are we here for, Luke?
Well, this week we have the Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba's Chapter 86, Gyutaro, Jim. I know you've been.
It is Gyutaro. I'm not falling into this trap anymore.
I hope we get all the emails saying that Jim doesn't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
I'm starting to think they get me. It's you. It's you they're
must
angry about. I'm telling you,
along.
It must be. It has to be. But. Yes, it is. It's probably me. But yeah, Gyutaro.
I don't know what's going on with this pose. I don't know. Like, he's doing arm day 6 days a week, or he just has no stomach. There's
he definitely has a weird look to him. He's got
he's
a crazy look.
Hunchback of the entertainment district.
That's what it is. The hunchback of the entertainment district. I don't think anybody's ever described him like that, but he is freaky though. But before we go on, I actually, as I was letting you ramble about,
oh my goodness,
we did have a Apple iTunes / podcast review. I thought I sent it to you. Did I not send it to you? Because
do you
that's
think
what,
paid attention to things.
Well,
like that?
I went to go and look at it, and I was going to read it off of our chats here, and I couldn't find it. That's why I was like letting you go off the rails for 2 seconds.
Geez.
But I found it. It is from the man who loves this book.
Oh.
I guess that's specific. This is hot off the presses.
Whoa.
This was just like 3 days ago. And it says,
oh
best
goodness.
Book ever.
It
five
sure
stars.
Ooh.
I'm waiting for
what
it. It's like, best
us?
Book ever. That's what
I
I'm saying.
I don't care about the book. I care about us.
Yeah, this isn't Goodreads here. This is supposed to be Apple Podcasts here. But no, it says, you guys do so good at summarizing each chapter, still
oh, so
remembering.
Good.
Sus Mountain. So that's awesome. Sus Mountain. So there is long time, first time, the man who loves this book / hopefully loves this podcast. But give us five stars. So I appreciate that. We always shout that out. We like to have fun. We do appreciate it. And it's been a while. This is one of the podcasts that we do together. And I say like plural just to remind you. So that you know not to bail on me because we always have something else to do. But it does end up, it does end up where it was getting a lot of reviews and a lot of good reviews. So
it was.
Keep them coming.
The way you say it was has me worried.
Well, I'm saying the last one we got was in December.
It
kind of died down a little. People, I guess maybe it's your sleep schedule. Or maybe, my pronunciations. I'm not going to allow that to happen anymore.
The grind never ends.
The thing, though, I go to this guy who had, like, this is the pronunciation. He has the craziest, like, I can't, his delivery. It's like this guy who's like,
delivery.
These are the things for the Demon Slayer. No, Yetsu, no. I'm like, what the heck is he saying? So I go by this guy might be my biggest enemy. He might be pronouncing him wrong, but
I think it's him. It's just him that's writing all these negative.
I think that
he's
him.
Got
and,
a vendetta.
But he sets me up. He sets me up by doing this and then laughs at me.
That's grand
Gyutaro. It is pronounced Gyutaro. That's how
like
he said it, so I'm going with it.
Gyutaro to me, Jim. Oh
yeah, really. And they end up having a little narration that Gyutaro, that's kind of the name of a job.
Oh.
He's an odd-looking fella. This guy.
He sure is.
He looks like he's on drugs. He looks drunk. He
I
also
don't know,
looks.
Like, they're talking about like he's working in the entertainment district. If you saw him,
I'm running the other way.
He's basically like the advertising. He shouts out, gets your attention. If you saw him standing there with the sickle, are you going to go to any? I'm not going near him.
He's the guy who's there, and he's like, hey, everybody, we got, you know, next on stage, Sapphire. Like, he's saying that. Hey,
swinging his...
You look like you have some great times. Come on in here. And he's not a guy, like, you get right away that he's, he doesn't have much imagination. He also doesn't have a lot of, like, abs. He's got a weird look. Like, everything is sunken in weird, but, yeah, his name, he went with his job title. He can barely remember his human life. And now, basically, in my mind, he's just there to be just jealous of Tengen. He wants the ladies. He can't get the ladies. And he starts saying to Tengen, like, right away, Tengen's loving this because it is, man, you're flashy, dude. Ooh. Thanks. Oh, man, you're so good looking. Thanks. At one point, I love when he's like, you've got such a nice face. Your skin is good, too. No stains or marks or scars. I'm looking at that huge what I appear to be a tattoo on his half of his side of his face. Like, do you see that? Like, that's crazy. But he ends up liking the Flash and says, you have such broad shoulders. Make sure. And he's giving him advice. I like he says, just don't let yourself get flabby. Here's what is, like, to me, layers. This guy, when you see, at times you don't, but when you see his, you know, kind of midsection, he definitely starves himself thinking that if he can get thinner, he's going to get the ladies.
There you go.
But they're not getting past that face, dude. I mean, he is a wreck.
He is the beast.
Those eyes. Ay, ay, ay. He actually looks, I hate to give shade, but we just ended up recording our Spy Family deal. This looks like George gone wrong. Like, it looks like George ended up jumping
George
into it.
George already wasn't going right. That's the problem.
It's George deciding to be Demon Slayer. Those, like, eyes. Holy moly, George, what happened? Eat a sandwich. And so, he's mad at Tengen because at first he starts like he's in awe of him. And then, you know, his sister's yelling and crying. Oh, my God. You know, I didn't mean to lose whatnot. So he's angry. But he does seem like he might want to hang. Like, you get the idea if you hang with Tengen, you might end up getting some ladies.
Maybe the flashy rubs off on you.
Yeah, but the problem is that he's hurt his sister. That means a lot. But he says, I'm a bit jealous. I wish you would just die. You should die because, you know, you're kind of lame with all this stuff going on. And, hey, by the way, you also hurt my sister. And she's yelling. She's become what she was, a lot of crap talk earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's become a little baby. I mean, she's just like, I fought as hard as I could. I really
crying in the corner.
Yeah, and just going. And when we realized, because we did see him come out, Yutaro, I almost said it wrong again, Yutaro coming out of the back. So we got that connection.
Not so sway, by the way.
And really, she at points, you know, she got the looks of the deal. She definitely did. So you can see how that's going and says, I'll kill anybody who messes with her. I'm going to collect what's due and we'll pay you back for what you did to us. And he says, you know, I'm going to now attack you and whatever. And you end up where Tengen blocks attacks. He can get away. He's pretty good. But this is at one point they just launch into the air. And you get these blood sickles.
And slicing and dicing.
And Yutaro's big thing are these blood sickles. Again, not a sexy attack. It's pretty disgusting. But he also uses them as boomerangs. That doesn't make it sexy.
Hepatitis launch.
Yeah, really. It's trouble. You don't need that. And so with all of that, you do end up having Tanjiro. He's running and he's trying to get Nezuko back in her box. We talked about this at one point. Like, she is all that transformation, all that. He's got to get her back in the box. And then we get the crew.
Find out it again.
At this point, Zenitsu and Inosuke show up. When you first see them.
How long has it been?
They're skipping to my loot. they are so happy to get there.
Way around.
Oh, they came the way. And they are just prancing around. Like, they are dancing through the streets like that. And you end up quite like a Mick Jagger and a David Bowie back in the day. But they're dancing around. Hey, we're here. You can count on us. We're here. And then you realize, too, Zenitsu's asleep. And it's funny that, you know, Tanjiro's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no. And Zenitsu, wait, he's asleep? Like, it's so weird. But he ends up where Tanjiro, he says, I got to get Nezuko back in this box. Please go help Tengen. When he saw them launch into the air, he couldn't really see it so far, but he did smell Tengen's blood and other blood. And he said, I think that there's another demon here. Tengen might be in trouble, all that stuff. So you end up, of course, Inosuke being Inosuke says, oh, I'll go do that. I'll go help me, Lord Inosuke. I'm going to be real flashy.
Real flashy.
He wants to impress Tenga. Everybody seems to want to impress Tenga, but he's like, I'm going to do that.
But you hear that this dude's got three wives. No, you want to get into good books too, don't you?
And with all of that, I will mention that when you first hear that as me and you and probably anybody, like, that seems a little sus. But at this point, in this time, in this world, that's...
In the Demon Slayer world,
that seems like there's no limit.
Everything's A-okay.
Oh, yeah. So if it's A-okay, it's cool to do it. Yeah, and I like the idea they even have almost like an editor's note that, yeah, Inosuke will just do whatever he's going to do to impress people. He's easily influenced. He's going to go off and, yeah, you have Tanjiro says, I'm going to get Nezuko back in her box. Now we go back to, you know, Yutaro and Tengen and... He's like, man, you really are a good guy. Like, and because he didn't kill him. He wasn't able to kill him in the air. They kind of come back. This is where Yutaro, he's a mess. I mean, he is a disgusting.
Like, you're going to be kneeling over on the floor, like scratching. Why is he scratching it? Was it the hepatitis? Oh, my goodness.
His shoulders are, and he's got a hunchback. I mean, he's got like a crick back. It's awful. So he's like, you pretty are cool. Also, I didn't realize. At this point, I had to look at it. Oh, because he says, you're cool protecting people. I'm like, where'd they come from? Who are these guys? Just standing in front of
them. You think after, like, World War III hit the entertainment district for the past, like, 9 months that we've been doing these chapters, you think they would have evacuated by now? Are they hanging around for Croquette Lady? Like, what's
this
happening?
Is how Croquette Lady got killed in the spy family. Get out of town. You're not going to sell any croquettes to the dead. So these people are, like, cowering. Behind. Like you said, the whole entertainment district has been on fire, blowing up, and the building you're in is just completely, oh God, get out of town, these guys. They're like, oh, I love this. All of a sudden, this guy steps aside and says, listen, you may think it's easy. I don't have any money. What, you know, are you going to give me money? They need to start a GoFundMe. This is what they do to get out of town. But yeah, all this going on, and you haven't had Tengen say much, right? He's just kind of going with it. He thinks to himself, even in this, that he's got, he beheaded Ducky, but with that, he's got to figure out a different way because that didn't kill her. So he thinks if he beheads Yutaro, that'll be the ticket here. But in the meantime, he decides to answer Yutaro. Now, you can tell that Yutaro says, I'm jealous. And even before, really angry. And like, maybe you don't want to poke the bear anymore, right? You know, just go, you're doing okay now. Not Tengen. He, I swear to God, he thinks that this is when he has to make a speech of how great he is. Like, it's not
check
enough.
This out.
Yeah, it's not. Yutaro has hyped him up like Flava Flav. Oh, man, you're the greatest. You're so good looking. I bet the ladies love you. You're protecting these people. They're going to shower you with gratitude. And he's like, huh, of course, I'm a flashy, brilliant, sexy guy. And these are his words. Nah, I've even got three wives. This is it. I'm telling you, you use it a lot. We have an emoji, an animated GIF emoji of like blowing your mind, mind blown.
Oh,
that's
my
what's happening.
Goodness.
It should be right above Kaboom. Because he's like, what the? You have three wives and says, okay, time out. That's too much. Like, everything was.
You have three wives. I don't even have a stomach. How is that fair?
And he says, I was kind of fighting you before. You even said it before we recorded. Like, I wasn't that into it. Like, I didn't want to mess up your face or anything. You're a pretty good-looking guy. I'm kind of in a... Yeah, we're fighting now. But like, them's fighting words. The idea of, like, fighting words is...
Ring the bell.
I got three wives. He's like, what? He's so upset. And then the fight is on. And that's where he full out goes. Demon, blood demon art, flying blood sickles. And, yeah, it's just disgusting. I mean, just the idea of... Flying blood sickles. You know, first off, it sounds like a frozen treat.
Yeah, you don't want to lick this.
Oh, no, you don't. But it's bad enough. When it's coming from him, Yutaro is, you don't know what you're getting. I mean,
I need a hazmat suit if I'm 10 feet near this guy.
Even if you went with the idea that, well, you know, in his regular life, he was a doctor. He was, no. He was part of the entertainment district yelling at people. He was already sus. So he's just awful. And yeah, he ends up where Tengen's like, I got to do something. I can't protect these people and also, you know, deflect these things. This gets a little wonky, I'll tell you, because he's protecting people, and then suddenly there's an explosion.
He's like, he gets like little ball ninja.
Well, before that, even before he falls through the floor at first.
I don't, does he slice the floor or does he fall?
An explosion that he looks like he's, but there's a boom. There's no way these people behind him are living. Like, and he says to them, run away and hide yourself. I'm like, how did they survive that?
I hope they got a GoFundMe fallout shelter.
GoFundMe for some medical bills. Please. So what's going on? I think they're dead.
GoFundMe for a stretcher.
Then you have creepy Yutaro. Creep Taro ends up like, nice try, but you can't get away. Flying blood. I can imagine like the voice in the, we haven't watched much of the anime.
No.
This guy's voice has to be like always like sniveling, like, doing crazy shit. News. Oh, I almost cried. Flying blood sickles turned, like, really awful.
Look at that face. That does not have a dreamboat voice actor face. Oh, my goodness.
Flying blood. It's not like that. It's like, flying blood sickles turn.
Yeah, pretty much what Jim sounds like.
Yes, that's it. And so then it turns around. And then he realizes
he's got them blood boomerangs.
Yeah, they're boomerang blood sickles. This makes it even worse. And yeah, they keep going until they actually hit. But that's where he starts talking. I like his little like recap of him beheading people. He says, brother and sister, she didn't even die even when I cut her off her head. They're siblings. So maybe he's the main body. Now, the idea, they're siblings. Okay, that's fine. But mentioned here, like kind of the deal, I saw him grow out of her back. Like, the idea, like, me and my brother, wherever, you know, wherever he is, it's not going to affect him if I die. And really, it won't affect me if he dies either at all. Says he's the main body if I cut off the brother's head. Maybe they'll both die. Here's the thing, Tengen. Just do it anyway. You got to stop the, like, you don't want to die. So he's going to do that. So what he does, he's got to kind of get the steel going, throws these balls up. They end up hitting, exploding. It's a weird play. And then there's a lot of slicing and dicing. Actually, what he does, he throws the balls up, then he jumps up and slashes them, which then blows up, and they kind of, you know, go. And the fun thing to see is Inosuke and Zenitsu, they get knocked down on the road. No more bebopping around, dudes. Oh, they were doing the bebopping. But when all the smoke clears, you do end up seeing that the explosion didn't affect them. Because they ended up getting the obis wrapped around them like a cocoon. That kept them from getting, you know, done. And then when you go, you really do see, you know, the looks are not with Yutaro. When you have Ducky and him and they're like, now it's like chicken fights.
You see who got, you know, who got the broad and who got the booty. Oh, my goodness.
And who got the shoulders and who never ate a sandwich in their life. That's what it is. Because now it's like we're fighting as one. I don't know. To me, that doesn't sound or look that impressive.
No. It looks more awkward. Like, I don't know how he's going to be able to start
It's chicken fights. If you ever did that, I don't know if they play that game.
It looks like they're if they get a big jacket, like big
trench. Oh, yeah. They can get it on an R-rated movie.
Yeah, you know, and it is Entertainment District. So
yeah, that's true. That'd be funny if they have the hat. They have the whole caboodle there.
Two tickets. Wait, I mean one ticket, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. How old are you? Well, if you see, I'm 7'3". I must be of age. Thank you. And I'd also like that bottle of whiskey on me. But you end up where this is going on. The funny play I haven't seen, but the funny thing would be if Inosuke shows up and thinks this is the fighting style, I need him to jump on the shoulders. Of Tengen, and they could have chicken fights full out. Would be hilarious. It could happen because he ends up seeing things and thinks that it's the case. But yeah, they're not the dynamic duo right here. They are having some problems, but that's how it ends. An abrupt. That's more of an ending than usual. You know, I actually did. Yeah. I keep waiting for, you know, to be continued. We're not getting that a lot, but at least this looks like a typical ending.
Yeah, you finish that page and it makes sense when you turn it on.
Like, there's somewhere we've had.
It just feels like we're on page.
It's like mid-sentence.
And it ends.
Like, you know what? And then it just ends. You're like, what? What? Right. But what would you give it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, it's still the Entertainment District. It's,
yeah. This was better though, right?
You know, I think we're finally getting there. You know what I mean? Like we've been wanting Tengen, we've been wanting Ninja Business, even seeing the other guys show up.
Yeah, the other guys, they didn't get to do anything yet, but they're there.
At least 20 chapters since we've seen them. You know, it's been so
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
A long time coming. And yet all they did was skip down the lane and then get blown up, but that's better than nothing.
But we know they're there where they are though. That actually I think that's what we know, that they're on the scene now.
There we go. Yeah, and like, you know, I'm not too excited about this, you know, ugly stepbrother growing out of the back and doing weird stuff with the bloodsicles. But hey, if it means that, you know, we can finally finish this fight with the tag team, I suppose that'll do, you know. I just want to get to the end of this. So I'm going to give it a 7.
God.
7, well, what will it be?
It'll be 7.7.
7.2.
Two. I'm going 8.
What?
I like this. I like, because I like Tengen. I love the idea of the flashy Tengen, and he's getting a lot of compliments and had to go too far. And we got, like you said, Zenitsu and Osuke. They're on the scene.
I'll give a higher score when they do something, okay? My goodness.
There goes the stats.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody, just throw shade at Luke. That's why they need to do Apple podcast reviews. Throw shade at Luke.
I can take
Yes, but with all of that, just don't get too mad at Luke. But if you want to hear more early access to these things and a exclusive Manga Monday show where we go through a chapter, usually a first chapter of something new or something classic, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. We have right now like 14 Patreon exclusive Manga Monday shows, some of which end up showing Luke's complete lack of any sort of sports knowledge.
Good.
But also, I will mention that you really don't know much about sports, but you don't mind sports manga, because a lot of times it's about the drama. You don't really care about the sports anyway. I mean, you,
for the love of the game,
you thought Garry Kasparov was a ghost chess
master. Ghost chess.
And you loved it. And until I told you, the guy's not dead. What are you talking
about? He is to me.
Yes, but with all of that, thanks everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.